Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Well, is it a good morning? There is a little bit of breaking traffic news, and it appears that there is a breakdown on Storrow Drive, and the individual who has broken down is apparently none other than our comrade, Coach Wiggins.
Yeah.
That's the latest that I'm getting on the text machine. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. I am concerned.
What are the details? Because this just happened moments ago.
Just in, we give you the traffic and weather on the threes. 6:03 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wiggy, 5:48 a.m. or five? I'm old. 5:46. I'm having car trouble. Stuck on Storrow Drive. By the way, very impressive he knew the name of the street he was on.
That's true.
Waiting on tow truck, gonna try to get it, but not 100% sure I'll make it. Sorry for inconvenience. And then Courtney's anxiety pops in. Be safe.
Well, Storrow Drive, at this hour, he needs to make sure he stays in the car because, you know, that's very scary.
You think he's going to be carjacked?
I don't know. Not carjacked. Hit by another car that's not paying attention, trying to get out.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's dangerous.
Right.
I guess Wiggy looks great, as always, but I happened to see him enter his very, very, very bougie car after the show Friday, and it looked like the opposite of a baby coming out. Like, he was, like, trying to, like, bend his head, his legs.
Yes.
He is a big guy in that car.
Yes. I believe that is the car of Mrs. Wiggins.
Got
correct.
It.
The Porsche.
Correct.
Talina
so,
has a beautiful car.
I believe they require, in order to get him out, the jaws of life sometimes.
were actually active talking while in the jaws of life.
I am confused because the truck has not been seen in quite some time. And I don't know if he just took Talina's car for the summer, if this is his summer car. His summer whip, if you will.
I don't know. Great question.
But the truck was, you know, his pride and joy for some time.
Yeah. Is there a WEEI traffic spotter in the area who could provide us with an immediate account of where he is on Storrow Drive and what the situation is?
I am certain that there is a listener right around a beautiful blue $200,000 car.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I would imagine that he's got, I don't know where he is, but it's not a giant area that one would have to look.
No.
Right. It's like about a two-mile stretch.
Search and rescue would not have to look because you're basically coming from the TD Garden area into Brighton.
Correct.
So there's if you happen to see a small vehicle
and the large man on the side of Thurl Drive. Could you please call immediately and share the details with us so that we feel comfortable about Wiggy and his location?
Small vehicle that is bright blue. So okay, it's very easy to spot. Okay, and if you could send a video or photo evidence at Coco Cox, I'll be monitoring.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll keep you up to date on the progress when it comes to Wiggy arriving on a 2 for Tuesday. You can win Red Sox tickets all day long.
Wait, that's over.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it ended in May.
Oh, why didn't anybody tell me yesterday?
I believe Ken said something to that effect, but probably not.
When?
Last week he said our last 2 for Tuesday.
Wait a minute. Let me be clear about this. Red Sox tickets are so popular now, we can't give them away anymore? Is that what's going on?
That's right.
Tear the cover off the ball.
Was it because of the one-inning outing of Dick Fitz last night, Curtis?
That could have had a role in it, yes.
What a night for him.
Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
I hate this team. I hate it. I hate the whole thing. I hate the disingenuous nature that the front office communicates with its fans with. I hate their best prospect in the way he leaves buildings. I hate that instead of just losing 6-0 like a good human being, you make it close and lose 7-6. I hate that Wiggy gets all the free tickets now all of a sudden. I watch this team, and they are so much better than their record.
Yeah.
And there is zero accountability. Cora's checked out. He got $21 million. He's just got his feet up enjoying life. Breslow's now saying that it was his idea to talk to Devers or something.
I will say with regard to Rafi Devers, he was taking some grounders at shortstop last night, mm-hmm. Curtis.
Yeah.
when it came to warm-ups. So I agree with you. It is so disappointing to get excited for the team to be back at Fenway. I saw people posting last night that they chose to go to that game, and they're 6 down after an inning.
Yeah.
After one lame-ass inning from Richard Fitz last night.
Also, how bummed are you if you're Garrett Crochet, and you're looking around at this team that you just signed on with, and you are so talented, and nobody else seems to give an F?
Yeah.
Like, that's the hardest part for me, is when you look at the talent that we do have on the roster, and it just seems like they're letting it go.
Wow. Yeah, they're 4 games under 500. We're now June 3rd. I believe there are now 100 games left in the season. So they played 62, 100 left, and I thought this was a playoff team. I thought this team could go to the World Series. I am a moron.
And I got to ask about Devers. Is he just effing with everybody? Like, is there some intention to have him, are they doing something with Trevor Story and they're talking about Devers? Are they going to move Trevor Story to third and Devers is going to play shortstop? Is there any legitimate reason why he is doing that yesterday other than to screw with people or have a laugh at the situation?
There's a better chance of me right now leaving, heading to Storrow Drive, and changing Wiggy's tire than there is of Rafael Devers playing shortstop.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's the point?
He could be effing with us.
Maybe.
That's good. I mean, when you're in a point of the season where you need wins to maybe get a playoff push at some point later in the year, I'm glad your best player is viewing the pregame routine as a way to mess with the fans that pay his salary. I think that's perfect.
I was sitting there last night because it was being breathlessly reported by Bradfo and others, and I was asking myself, what is the point of this? Like, if you're not just basically putting your middle finger up to people who were asking last week why you couldn't do everybody a little bit of a friendly and take a couple innings at first base or third base in the absence of Alex Bregman.
Doesn't this piss you off if you're Cora? Like, you've been having to figure out the lineup with Rafi Devers saying, I'm only a DH. He's not into it. Is that what he said? Whatever the quote was on Friday. He's not having it, was what he said.
Not having it. He was not having it.
So you're not able to play him at any of these positions. Then you get home after the weekend in Atlanta, and he's just, D-ing around at shortstop.
Well, he probably said to them, If you want me playing infield, I will play. I will play shortstop. That's the only position I'm going to play.
There's no way.
Well, he was at first, too, briefly.
You wouldn't put it past him? He's a giant dink. Like, let's be honest. Or at least he's acted like one of late. Hold on. This is Alan from New York. Alan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, crew. So, the Red Sox, I don't even want to talk about. I just can't even deal with it. But I wanted to, when I left the show, the road show, I saw a Porsche parked by a dumpster. And I just want to say that how in the world does Wiggy fit in that thing?
It's a great question.
It's like this tiny little blue Porsche.
It is.
That's an excellent question.
Is that looks, his car?
I think that is his car.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah. His,
it's the car of Delina Wiggins. Yes.
How in the world? The dude is gigantic. And I just was dying laughing. I couldn't stop laughing when I heard that his Porsche was broken down because I walked by that by the dumpster. And I have no hot sports take. Except for the Red Sox suck, but that was just so funny.
No, thank you, Alan.
That Wiggy entering and exiting that car certainly is Instagram worthy.
It looks
Courtney.
Painful.
Oh my God!
Is he going to? I'm assuming he's going to have or ask if the tow truck driver will bring him here and drop him off at work, which will be an unfortunate situation for the poor guy or lady who has to be stuck in the vehicle with him.
Not to beat my guy Jermaine Wiggins down, but wouldn't they just need two tow trucks?
Jeez. Shime.
Well done, Shime. Bright and early this morning.
Jeez Louise.
I love my guy Wiggs. I had to. It was just sitting there.
And let's be honest, Shime, if you and I had this excuse, he'd be dragging us home.
Oh, 100%.
Dragging us.
Telling us we were lying.
Oh, my God. If I texted, car broke down, he'd say, get an Uber. Let the tow truck grab
Why didn't Sato come pick you up?
Yeah.
I wasn't there for it because I was waiting for AAA, but karma is a bitch. He spent 24 hours in wherever the hell we were in New Hampshire. Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Yes.
And he was saying how big of a loser I was that I couldn't change my own tire.
What's going on,
Wiggs?
Yeah.
He literally spent the entire day yelling to strangers at that godforsaken gym. Saying, Curtis doesn't allow to change a tire. Dover. Well, why aren't you changing your tire, Wiggs?
I mean, do you think he ran out of gas? It's not likely that a Porsche just breaks down in the middle of Storrow Drive.
Gas was my idea. I think that he ran out of gas because he's done that before.
Well, I've done it several times
Same.
On my way here to this radio program.
And he's made fun of you for it.
I'm fine with that. I should be made fun
Courtney,
of for that.
Courtney, I'm not sure if you were here for the last time. Greg literally sent a text to a statey. His car was left dead in the fast lane of Soldier Field Road, and he got here. They just left the car, and he got to work.
Well, Curtis, membership has its privileges.
Sure does.
Let's be honest.
Greg is no days off.
This is Peter in the car, perhaps with an eyewitness account from Storrow Drive. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
What's up?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I just saw a blue Porsche. It was parked by the hatch shell.
Okay.
It wasn't on Starro. He was actually off Starro at the hatch shell.
At the hatch shell?
Maybe he's waiting for the 4th of July concert.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, it was very strange.
That is Starro Drive, but you would think he would. Oh, maybe he comes down Starro Drive and then gets off. At the end, doesn't go down by Harvard and down that way.
No, that would make no sense because the traffic and the lights would be way worse if he was getting off by the hatch shell. I'm guessing that he was starting to have car troubles between getting on by the garden and then the hatch shell, so he got off. And
pause. All right.
Okay,
well,
so there's one.
We need further eyewitness accounts this morning. From our WEEI traffic spotters. We have a lot to get to on the show, including our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes or so. And then they set it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will discuss, I'm sure, what David Andrews said about Bill Belichick and the life lesson that he gave him that he lives by every single day. So David Andrews, his retirement yesterday, very nice.
Can I just say, because I was between this and another lead, but I'm doing the other one as my lead. David Andrews, we should all thank, because he was somebody we hear all the time from people saying, well, what about role models? Role models, athletes as role models. David Andrews was such a stand-up guy the entire time he was on the Patriots.
Yeah.
And that was a role model for kids everywhere. Like, if you meet David Andrews, he is the most down-to-earth, humble guy who has had such an extraordinary career, but doesn't think he's above you. He is one of one, like class act through and through, and he always has been, and always has been a leader in that locker room. It's going to be sad that he's not there anymore.
I was moved a little bit yesterday when he talked about how he had the opportunity, and I take him at his word, to play elsewhere, but he didn't want to do that.
Yep.
only wanted to play here for the New England Patriots.
I have to say, though, yesterday, great day for the Patriots. All around. Great start now. The way that, from where we were last week to where we are today, the Vrabel era is off to a much better off-field start than when Judon was yelling at him and nobody did anything.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you had the organization made it clear that this, they leveraged the guy. They said, until you pass a physical, you're not getting your money. You gave us your word you'd rehab here.
Yeah.
And then, boom, Monday, he's there. He looks great. He says hello to everybody.
Not only did he say hello to everybody, but Steph Diggs was working with the young receivers yesterday on the football field, which was awesome, I thought.
So the organization, from where it was to where we are, you can't have it much better in terms of that situation.
All right, news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and that includes Florida Not Like the Rest of Us and why a triple-chinned Disney guest is suing over what happened on the ride at Blizzard's Bay.
Blizzard's
we don't know
Bay.
If they're triple-chinned.
Blizzard's Bay, the water park down
there.
Is there anything more disgusting than a water park?
No. Even the smell when you're at a water park.
You just like the lazy river.
I love a lazy river, but I love a lazy river at like the Atlantis, at a water park.
Is there anything that we could do that would be worse for Ken Laird than force him into a water park?
I don't know. I can kind of see him loving it.
Right. By himself.
Yeah.
The adult male, the only adult male by himself at the water park.
Waiting in line for the slide. Like, yeah, I think
with
he would.
Like the raft around his middle. Yeah. The inner tube.
No diving, young man.
Got the full zinc on the nose.
Yeah.
And, a hat. And a hat on.
Yep. Yeah.
UV's at about 9 here.
All right. And we're going to, as we always do, we're going to play Hill Notes at 9:20 or thereabouts this morning. So you can leave one of those on any topic now on the Odyssey app. And here is Courtney to start us off with what is trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Red Sox dropped their first of their home series with the Angels. Final score 7-6. Richard Fitz only lasted an inning where he allowed 6 runs, giving up 3 homers in that one.
An inning.
An inning, yes. Very
you sad. Got just an inning out of Dick Fitz.
Yeah.
Who's the guy that's the pitching coach for the Red Sox that everybody loved?
Andrew Bailey.
Yeah, boy, what a brilliant. I mean, he's reinvented pitching.
They've got another one with the Angels tonight. First pitch, 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Steph Diggs was present at practice yesterday for the Pats, looking fast and like that ACL has healed nicely. There's some bad news for Jelani Tavai. He went down during practice for an extended period of time before being helped off the field by Jabril Peppers. He put limited pressure on his right leg.
I am shocked that he is still on this football team after what happened on this show last year.
The most shocking interview in my entire life, right? Working at this radio station.
But well, I guess I give them credit. They're giving everybody a chance to be on to make the club over there.
Sometimes they just gotta know their place. They're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
And like Greg said, we heard from David Andrews
yesterday. So I guess according to Devine, not qualified to do nothing?
He spoke at his retirement presser. We're going to get to his audio in a little bit. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families here in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. We'll see you after the break.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.